Today's Wednesday, the 6th of August, the Feast of the Transfiguration. The community of Teise sing, Christe Lux Mundi. O Christ, light of the world, whoever follows you will have the light of life. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Get up, and do not be afraid. And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead.
What did it look like, the Transfiguration? The passage tells us that his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white, and that Moses and Elijah appeared. Can you imagine for a moment what all of this looked like? Peter, James, and John's reaction to all this is fear. But Jesus tells them not to be afraid. What's your reaction? What are your feelings when you imagine beholding this scene? As the passage is read again, imagine yourself as Peter, James, or John, present in this scene, seeing and hearing all this for yourself. What is it you're getting a glimpse of?
Six days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Get up, and do not be afraid. And when they looked up, They saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead."
Peter's desire here is to build dwellings on the top of the mountain, to prolong the experience, to make the moment last forever. But the reality is that they've got to go back down the mountain and return to normal life. What do you want to ask of God as you end this time of prayer and carry on with the rest of your life? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.